the gospel of Christ. Paul wrote in Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Notice the statement, the gospel of Christ. The word gospel means good news. In Romans chapter 10, verse 15, Paul wrote, And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. The good news is all about the salvation that comes through Jesus Christ. Christ was the heart of the preaching of the apostles. Philip preached Christ, as we read in Acts chapter 8. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them, as we see in verse 5. In verse 12 it says, They believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, and they were baptized, both men and women. And then Philip preaches to the Ethiopian nobleman, and he began at the scripture from Isaiah, where as a lamb dumb before his shearers, he opened not his mouth, and he preached unto him Jesus. Paul preached Christ crucified. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 23 and 4, Paul says, But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 20, Paul said, For I am determined not to know anything among you, save Christ Jesus and him crucified. The apostles wrote the same message they preached. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 15, Peter writes, Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, Peter writes, This second epistle, beloved, and I write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ. We therefore expect to see in the writings of the apostles the same truths that they preached by word of mouth. The gospel declared. The gospel of Jesus Christ declares his vicarious death. Galatians chapter 1, verse 4 reads, Who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. Isaiah had predicted that the Messiah would die for man, as we read in Isaiah chapter 53, verses 3 through 6. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He gave himself for our sins. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, Paul declares the gospel. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which you also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. God made his Son a sin offering. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 tells us, For he hath made him, Jesus, to be a sin offering for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. The gospel declares man's deliverance or salvation from the corruption of the world. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4 says, According as his divine power hath given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding and great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 20 says, "For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning." The gospel also declares man's deliverance from the condemnation of the world. John 3:16 and 17 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3 says, "For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given to you ward, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words." The gospel also declares man's deliverance from the consciousness of sin. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 through 4 reads, "For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sin. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sin." The gospel declares liberty to men. Galatians 5:13 says, "For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another." The gospel declares the means by which we become God's adopted children. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 and 5 says, "But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them which were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." God's children are known and loved by God. 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3 says, "Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purify himself, even as he is pure." God's children are his heirs. Romans chapter 8, verse 16 and 17 says, "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified with him." Let's look at the definition of the gospel. The gospel of Christ has facts to be believed, as we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. Paul says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which you also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas and of the 12." Christ died for man's sins. Christ was buried, and Christ was raised from the dead. The resurrection of Christ is inseparably connected to his lordship. Acts chapter 2, verse 31 and 2 says, "He seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses." And then in Acts chapter 2, verse 37, it says, "When they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do?" The lordship of Christ means the authority of Christ. Philippians 2, 9 through 11 says, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father." Paul wrote of obeying the gospel in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7 through 9. He says, "And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. So we see that one believes the facts of the gospel and then needs to obey the commands of the gospel. The commandments of the gospel are binding because the facts of the gospel are true. The gospel of Christ has promises to be enjoyed, one of which is the remission of sins or salvation from sin. Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Luke 24:47 reads, "And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." The gospel of Christ also promises freedom from bondage and defilement of sin. Galatians chapter 5:13 tells us, "For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another." Back in verse 1 of Galatians 5, he had said, "Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." The gospel of Christ also promises sonship. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 says, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." And chapter 4, verse 6 says, "Because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father." It also promises that we are heirs of God. Galatians 3, 26 through 29 says, "For you're all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you're all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." In Romans chapter 8, 16 and 17, it says, "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we also may be glorified together." The gospel also has demands. It demands us to have a right relationship with the brethren. Galatians 5:15 says, "But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed lest ye be consumed one of another." The gospel demands us to reject the works of the flesh. Galatians 5:19 through 21 says, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, immolation, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murderings, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I've told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." The gospel also demands us to restore erring brethren. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1 says, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted." It also demands us to respond to the needs of others. Galatians chapter 6, verse 6 says, "Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that is teacheth in all good things. Be good to your teacher." Galatians chapter 6, verse 10 says, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." And it demands that we reveal righteous fruits. Galatians 5:22 and 3 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." Have you obeyed the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ? 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9 says that you will be punished everlastingly if you do not, and you will be eternally separated from God. In 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4 was the fact that Jesus was crucified, he was buried, and he rose again. We have commandments of the gospel to obey that resemble those facts, as we see in Romans chapter 6, verse 3 and 4, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we're buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should also walk in newness of life." Have you obeyed the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ? Have you risen to walk in newness of life?